This week, as we mentioned earlier, more than 190 nations are negotiating a landmark climate deal in Paris. And the hope is that all nations can collectively do enough to slow down climate change and global warming. In the meantime, some parts of the globe are already experiencing changes that could become the new normal, like longer droughts. California knows all about that, of course. The state produces half the nation's fruits, nuts, and vegetables. But now that the state is headed into its fifth year of drought, it's looking at more water-efficient ways to grow food. California may be able to learn some lessons from Israel. The normally arid country averages less than 25 inches of rain a year and still produces almost all of its food. Capital Public Radio's Amy Quinton found one Israeli who's producing food without much water in the middle of California's drought.
Oh, here's Eva. Hello, Eva. God forbid.
If my Jewish mother knew that I'm growing pigs, raising pigs. And this is Adamo. He's her actually brother, but he's a little bit small.
One of the first things you'll learn about Shahar Kaspi is that he's not afraid to do things differently, to a point.
I haven't tasted one of them because I'm afraid to go to hell for it. You know, we don't eat pigs.
Kaspi moved from Israel to the Sierra Nevada foothill town of Oregon House 8 years ago to run a vineyard. Now he grows produce in a community-supported agricultural operation. And if the presence of pigs on his farm might be shocking to some, he's also seen his share of shocking when it comes to farming practices here in California. For instance, he can't believe that some California farmers still flood their fields to irrigate their crops.
You know, first time I came to this country, I said, what is that? Something went wrong here. They blew up a pipe or something.
That was back before the drought. But even then, Kaspi treated water here like you would back home. 60% of Israel is desert, so water is considered a national resource.
In Israel, if you water your garden during the day, you will get fined, or they will put a lock on your water and you cannot water. So you water only at night. Everybody aware of it. Why? Because there is no water. You know, one tiny little lake, you have Lake Tahoe, you can feed all Israel actually in Lake Tahoe.
It's a mindset that's helped Kaspi continue to grow food year-round here in the midst of California's worst drought on record. And it's helped him turn small plots of rocky, dry soil into productive farmland. He takes me to one plot amidst a grove of cherry trees that weren't producing much fruit before he took over.
Again, California is such a big place. I mean, in Israel, the trees are much, much closer together.
Kaspi takes advantage of all that extra space. He's planted four rows of vegetables in between the trees and uses organic material to fortify the soil. He gets down on his knees to dig into decomposing horse manure and shredded roots.
This is a huge amount of organic matter here. Huge. I mean, when you plant a tree in such a rich environment, we will need to use here much, much less water.
And the water he does use comes from a drip irrigation system whose plastic emitters were invented in Israel.
I want to make only the very top soil wet. That's it. Because most of the nutrients are at the very top soil.
Kaspi says it also helps a lot that the soil here has never been tilled.
There are many, you know, theories about the no-till farming, how it increases the ability of the soil for water absorption, retention, infiltration, all these things.
None of these methods are unheard of in California. No-till has been around for decades. Nearly 40% of the state's farmland is irrigated using drip. But farmers who've been around longer than Kaspi have been slow to adopt the water-efficient practices, even as things have begun to change.
Generally, farmers are skeptics about new things. They have something that works, and if it works, why change it?
That's Dennis Chessman with the U.S. Natural Resources Conservation Service in Davis. Things like no-till and drip irrigation require new equipment. They can take a few years to produce high yields. And California farmers grow high-value crops, so the perceived risks are high, too. And Chessman says until recently, there just hasn't been much incentive to change.
There are things that we can learn from the way they do agriculture in some of the more arid regions of the world. But historically in California, with plentiful irrigation water, we've not given much thought to doing that.
But Chessman says the drought is forcing farmers to rethink how they grow food. And newcomers like Kaspi may be helping to show the way. Not that he's got it completely figured out either. He's still experimenting with the various elements of what's known as biodynamic farming, which treats soil, plants, and animals as a holistic entity. That's why he has the pigs.
You just rotate them. When you finish a garden, you just move the animals. They eat, they poop, they fertilize, they sow. and then you can next year you can grow crop. We will get to it. It's still a little bit complicated.
Caspi says it may take a few more years to get his farm operating the way he wants it. Meanwhile, though, using water sustainably just seems like common sense. He says his fellow farmers may need to accept that water in California may become as scarce as it is in Israel.
It's a different mentality because this country is so big and huge and so rich and everything is just in such a great abundance. But Mother Nature may be showing us that this is not the case anymore.
For The World, I'm Amy Quinton, Oregon House, California.